And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. I mean, this show is down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville. We got Tuscaloosa over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. And hey, listen, we are back right now with Dr. Jordan Vaughn. This is an opportunity to sort of get an extended look at some of the things that he's been seeing and the practitioners out there who care deeply about their patients enough to be, as he referred to earlier, curious about how best to treat them. Hey, Doc, let me ask you this. One of the things that sparked me getting in touch with you and wanting to do this interview is that most recently, the CDC, which I got, by the way, I got to chase this rabbit. I find the irony to be somewhat deep that Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the head of the CDC, has COVID right now and has probably been vaccinated and boosted 19 times. And yet here she is. She's got it. I haven't heard her say it, but I feel certain her reaction was, it's a good thing that I was vaccinated and boosted. But I was joking with you off the air that apparently we have now a pandemic of the vaccinated. But anyway, CDC just updated their guidelines for children's vaccinations, and they added the COVID vaccine. Your thoughts?
Well, first, it's currently an emergency use authorization vaccine. And if you noticed, I think it was actually the day before the Alabama-Tennessee game, the Health and Human Services, as well as Biden, quietly extended the emergency. Yeah. And the only reason that they did that, well, other than obviously the powers that it might give him, was if that was not extended, this vote would have never happened. Okay. So children's, if you look at AL.com currently, is having an overwhelming demand for services. But do you know what those services aren't for?
I'm what?
COVID. They're for RSV. Okay. So I would agree that there's a there's an outbreak of respiratory diseases in children, but the disease that it's not is COVID. In fact, it's flu and RSV. It actually probably has to do with the ill effects of us shutting down schools because those things usually circulate through schools and develop exposure over time where people are not as sick with it. The longer you go without kind of being exposed to a typical upper respiratory virus, the more likely when you do get it, the more likely your body is not ready to fight it as good as it was if it had seen it recently. And that sounds, that's kind of an easy way to explain the immunological response, but that's what's going on. But again, did they approve a RSV vaccine? By the way, they've always tried RSV vaccines. And actually the RSV vaccine they tried most recently at the CDC didn't even kill a number of children, actually caused a intestinal issue, intussusception, and they took it off the market rapidly. Okay.
Huh.
Interestingly enough, what did they not do with the COVID-19 vaccine? Is first of all, it's still an emergency use authorized vaccine for kids, and it is now on the pediatric schedule during a time where there's actually not an emergency. So that it's in itself should bother you. Second off, they pushed it through the ACIP because it was a vote that I think was promised from day one. And the reason I think it was promised from day one is because children have never, and in all honesty, probably won't ever be the primary issue with this disease process. Don't get me wrong, children are affected, and some of them significantly. But in terms of comparing it to flu vaccines or flu or RSV, it's still and has always been a non sequitur. I mean, it really just doesn't enter the interest level. But this vaccine, once it gets on that pediatric schedule, the companies that make that vaccine all of a sudden enter into the protection that the government has for the recipients, or what we would call the vaccine injury court. So they actually at that point lose the ability for individuals to sue, but instead you sue the government when you are injured by this vaccine, has a maximum payout, and you go to court against Department of Justice lawyers that your tax dollars pay for.
Wow. So basically, they get shielded from tort liability, and the cap is on the damages, and they got to go fight the DOJ. That's a piece that I did not see, and by the way, that ought to be an entire segment on my show coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, because the reason is not that kids need this. It's that the drug companies need this. That's why it was added. And that's what people have to realize.
Well, that being said, Alabama does not, Alabama law does not allow for a mandate for children to be vaccinated to go into schools. But that's not the same in every state. So is your organization hearing from other states about the concerns they have about the vaccine suddenly going into the, if you want to attend school, you have to be vaccinated?
Yeah, and I would argue, even as our own state health officer gaslights us, that, well, we get to make our own decisions, and we currently don't do this. I mean, 36 months ago, would have you ever asked him to see if you're required to wear a mask to go to school? Yeah. I'm pretty sure he would have said, oh, absolutely, never, not. No, that's you're a lunatic. You're a conspiracy theorist. But that's what happened. And they did it because the CDC was their abdication of responsibility. They basically said, well, the CDC is making us do it. It's on the CDC schedule. So you know what? I'm actually not making a decision here. This nebulous organization with no really trust or integrity anymore is making it. And that's who we have to rely on.
Well, listen, I actually, for a period of time there, was appointed to the governor's task force on COVID response, which I like to always say there was no tasking for the force. But we would get sort of advance notice like 20 minutes ahead of time of the next press release from Scott Harris, our state health officer. I'll never forget being on the call. Nobody was asking questions. I was the only one that asked a question. He was very excited about a contact tracing app that was developed at UAB that basically is government tracking your movements. It tells them where you are. And if you go anywhere near someone else who is known to have COVID, suddenly you are going to get notified and you were to quarantine yourself. And it was like Big Brother in your pocket is what it felt like.
Yeah, paid for by your tax dollars.
Exactly. And I'm pretty sure, though, that same app developed by UAB with tax dollars is now being sold all over the nation. And money being made by UAB.
Heck, it might be helpful in, you know, the Uyghurs in China. I mean, that, you know, when you look at technology that's being used by us, we develop it with the intention to be pure. But the problem is man is evil, and the abuses will always come because we're all have high hubris.
I see you got a little guy there joining you. Hey, bud. Hey, how much time we got, Boomer? Are we doing good? About a minute? What do you think? Two or three minutes? All right, good. Hey, big man. All right, Doc, let me ask you this. Obviously, you're a parent. I can see that right now. But you as a doctor, if a parent comes in and says, I've got a school-aged child, how do you feel about my child being vaccinated? Are you giving them direct advice on that?
I am. And what I will first say is let them know that, you know, in the history of vaccines, the name of vaccines has been besmirched in the last 2 years because of the push for this vaccine. And what I'm saying is there are vaccines historically that have been good for health, for public health. But uniquely, this vaccine is something that actually is an active vaccine that actually utilizes the pathogenic part of this disease to be replicated in your body. And in no way does that make sense. And so the problem is they took language like vaccine and applied it to something that at its best isn't a vaccine. And they've confused the entire medical establishment. And in all honesty, at the end of this, vaccines themselves will be as looked at as badly as this vaccine, because when you do that, you drag everything down with it.
I would say,
and that's what public health hasn't factored in.
I would say that's probably true, because the word vaccine, like you said, has been abused over this last few years to the extent that if you said something like the polio vaccine, which is successful, people would think twice because the word vaccine is attached to it.
And we're seeing that in statistics. I mean, the funniest thing was recently there was a survey on flu. You know, people aren't getting a flu shot. You know why?
Because it has a vaccine.
Because they say they're just going to wear a mask.
Oh.
Okay. So interestingly enough, we know masks don't work for the flu. Yet we've been told the exact opposite and said, well, this, these things work. And guess what? Public health loses another battle because they didn't think beyond step one.
Unbelievable. Well, listen, Boomer, I tell you what, man, let's go ahead and take the break right now. Let's do that. It's a great spot to take it. Doc, you hang tight. We'll come right back for one more short segment. We sure appreciate your time. Sure. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We're with Dr. Jordan Vaughn, MedHelp Clinics, concerneddoctors.org. We'll be right back.